Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Say, Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe.
Say, Rob Beckett.
Rob Beckett.
Say, my name is Oliver.
My name is Eva.
And how old are you?
Three.
Well done.
There we go.
Well done. Who's that? I think the three-year-old speaks better than the mum.
This is Oliver.
Josh.
They are from... Where are they from, Rob?
Oh, there was an accent there, but I won't pay attention now. I feel guilty for taking the piss out of the mum.
I certainly wouldn't have got it. It's Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Me and my husband have loved the podcast since the start, and also your voices are great for getting my son to sleep in the car.
Whoa, you work every time. Who's this chippy idiot?
Oliver doesn't get banter, does he? Doesn't understand the cut and thrust of parenting banter.
Well, I find it very difficult to fall asleep when I'm laughing. I'm literally LOLing.
Yeah, you can't laugh yourself to sleep, can you?
I'm roll-offing. When you're rolling on the floor laughing, it's hard to get a kip. I've always said that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem for... presumably Lou has this problem. You're so funny, she struggles to sleep sometimes, right?
Yeah, sure. She's up all night. Rob, just chill, man. I'm like, I can't. It's more of a curse than anything.
I can't turn off the tap.
The tap keeps running. I can't help. You just either get a cup or don't. The tap will be here.
Someone find the bloody stop cock, because this time...
Sorry, I feel... I think she... Was that lady... I feel like that lady was doing sort of a child voice, wasn't she? Now say your name, Oliver.
I wasn't really listening to her. Sorry,
she sounds a bit like Jess Phillips.
Jess...
The MP. She's from Birmingham. Yeah, she's got Jess Phillips accent.
Say, Josh...
Oh, yeah, she does, yeah.
Josh Wiggington.
Say, Rob Beckett.
Rob Beckett.
There we go. Yeah.
She sounds like a Muppet. Her son delivered Rob Beckett. She went, Rob Beckett. She sounds like one of the Muppets. Is this not too harsh?
I don't know.
I think she's doing it because she's talking to a child.
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah.
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 I did something awful earlier. I said, Lou went to the toilet and the dog was whining. And I went, Mum's just gone to the toilet. I went, oh, my God, I've called a mum to a dog.
God, that's a low moment in your life.
I've come in charged. I've had a stressful morning. I've been building a shoe rack. It's a complete piece of shit.
You've been building what, a shoe rack?
I've got a shoe rack off Amazon. One of them ones where you literally just type in shoe rack and you buy the first thing because your life's too busy and you don't have time and it looks cheap and it comes the next day. And then in your head, you've just done a to-do list within seconds because you're wading through shoes in the hallway that the dog's trying to chew.
And is it like bits of wood that you have to slot together?
Bits of wood, mate. It's paper and plastic. Honestly, it's like loads of plastic. I feel like someone ordered a load of plastic straws and went, oh, whoa. We've gone paper on straws. And it's just these straws that clip into these little plastic sort of things, hinges, and then it's like a weird bit of plastic paper that you put it on. It's awful. And they haven't sent me enough of the little straw thing, so it's half size. But I bet it's one of them things when they show you the photo and at the bottom it says, this is a depiction of two sets put together. And you're
give
me some more plastic straws, you bastard.
I once bought a wine rack in a similar situation. And it was, I just had to write it off in the end.
You need a sturdy one. What I'd say of a shoe rack is you can take a lightweight, unsturdy shoe rack because the shoes are quite heavy. And if they fall off, it's not the end of the world. But a wine rack,
there's a lot at stake. How many
bottles have you got?
Rob.
Yeah?
Quite a few.
Have you got wine in your cellar?
No, we've got it in the shed.
But you've got a cellar.
We have got a cellar, but
so if you wanted to, you could have a wine cellar.
We could have a wine cellar. We've got a cellar and we've got wine, but never the twain shall meet, really.
Why do you put it in the shed, though?
Because there's not as much room in the cellar. We'd only
How
be
big's
putting
your
it
fucking
in the
shed?
No, there's other stuff. There's other stuff in the cellar. There's a washing machine. There is a tumble dryer, but there isn't any more because, as we discussed, it broke and we got rid of it. And I still yet to buy the new one. That's on my list. It's always next on my to-do list is get the tumble dryer.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Well, let's don't get it off Amazon. The first option.
No. I'm building it out of plastic straws.
Yeah. Now I'm a bit charged. Go on.
Well, I'm glad you're a bit charged because we've promised people this is a big day, isn't it?
Oh, we're interviewing Mickey Mouse. It's the Disney episode.
This is the Disney episode. Before we do the Disney episode, Rob.
Yeah.
Can I just say the phone lines are open.
Yes, the book. We're doing the Parenting Hell book. And you can now, we've got an email address. So any questions that you've got for Louise Beckett and Rose. Did Rose take your surname?
Wow, that's a bit up in the air, really. She kind of did, but then she just never did the paperwork. So she's still handsome.
Oh, right, okay, so Rose. Anyway, just Lou and Rose. If you want to email any questions for Lou and Rose, put your name and age and where you're from in the email, and then that may get into the book and they'll answer those questions and also questions for our parents.
Well, if we get some good ones, then we'll read some out on the podcast to kind of whet people's appetite at the kind of...
Oh, yeah, get them wet, mate. Come on. Let's whet that appetite.
By the way, the book is available for pre-order now if you want to get signed copies. The link is in the show description and the email address is as follows. Why do you think I'm talking so slowly, Rob?
You haven't got it in front of you.
Can't find it. What WhatsApp group is it in?
Okay, Josh.
Have you seen this email address, Rob?
Have I, fuck, mate?
Right, so it's in a WhatsApp group that you're not in.
What? Why am I not in this WhatsApp group?
Because Flo sorted it out.
Oh, she's cutting me out, is she? Okay, I see. I imagine she's got a similar WhatsApp group with her and Romesh about CBeebies that got created a few years before your one about CBeebies.
Oh, this is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
I love doing this because you're scared of Flo. And because Flo isn't my manager, I can say this stuff and then you get
it
in the ear.
I'm not scared of her. I'm not scared of her. Do you know what, Rob? Do you know what I think about agents? What? They work for you.
Oh, okay. Wow. I sort of see it as a collaboration of two people working hard together to achieve a goal. But sure, if you feel like they're beneath you and they're like servants,
I don't
fine.
Feel like they're beneath me.
Well, just another member of staff, are they, for you?
Do you know what? I see everyone as a member of staff, Rob. I wouldn't normally indulge in this banter, but I'm desperately trying to fill the spot while I can't.
You're going to really panic after this when you work out how mean you've been about Flo.
Well, she listens. I've got the email here. It is parentinghellbook@bonnierbooks.co.uk. BONNIERbooks.co.uk. It is in the show description. Whatever you want to hear about us or about Lou and Rose or about our parents or about us as children, email in those questions. I don't look forward to it, Rob. I'm nervous about it, aren't you?
I think it's going to be great. I think it'll be really good for our relationships.
Yeah.
Right, so, do you want to hear about Disney? Okay, so this is quite difficult. I've got a lot of notes here, and some of the stuff I forgot happened, which would be quite interesting.
Well, I think the way you should do it, Rob, is literally read out the headline notes and then tell us the story.
Right, okay, here I've got... ride on or pull along bags for kids, fuck off, in capitals, I've got written down. Because basically, this happened before. Don't get trunkies for kids. They don't use them to scoot along. Don't get wheelie cases for kids. They never wheel them along. All that happens is you are carrying bigger bags. What I would say is if you're allowed hand luggage on the plane, get a wheelie case that fits in. And what I did, put two little backpacks in there with your kids' stuff. And in that way, you could just wheel it along. Because all that happened was me carrying these fucking wheelie little light-up bags that are too low to pull along. And then what happens is you're carrying them bags and then the kids weren't carrying. So now you've got two children on you and two bags.
Do you know what, Rob? Do you know what you should stop being? They're prison bitch, Rob.
I know, exactly. I was their prison bitch. And I carried their bags.
I never thought I'd say that to you, Rob. The tables have turned.
I was their prison bitch for the whole holiday, basically.
You're like a kind of Sherpa, aren't you?
I'm one of those guys where everyone goes, it's a lot of walking, isn't it, around Disney? I go, yeah, but you're not carrying two kids and all the fucking bags, are you? You big sweaty, pasty bastards.
What are the other tourists like, Rob? Are people like exasperated? Like, is there a lot of people struggling?
No, so what I'd say is it was like the best holiday ever, but it... Basically, I'm going to give you loads of tips that will make your time there better, right? Or, you know, and learn from my mistakes. However, what I would say is, no matter what you do, get your mindset right before you go in, because none of these tips will work.
What are you doing? You're not invading Nam.
Like, I mean, no, that'd be easier.
You wouldn't have a trunky for a start.
But like, it's so hot, right? One of the things is so hot, right? Walking around, which instantly makes you stressed.
I can't deal with it. Are you good in the heat? You don't look like someone who'd be good in the heat, Rob.
Well, I'm okay in the heat. I'm not as bad as you. I don't think. I think you'd really struggle. There were some like blonde and ginger kids there that looked like it was too much.
Yeah.
Just really, you know, them sort of really pale, sort of English rose type complexions.
They just look
so hot. But wait, it's so stressful and hot, and the kids always kick off. But the thing is, the amount of times during a day at Disney, I would go, I've got to leave. I can't do this anymore. This is too much. But then something would happen, and it would literally be one of the greatest core memories you've ever had. And you think, I can't believe that's happened, considering how I felt about an hour ago. It's like Glastonbury for kids. On paper, this shouldn't work. But when you get there, it is the most amazing experience ever. But you are tense with your partner because of the jet lag. So what I'd say the first few days, because you want to get in the parks early.
Oh, talk me through the jet lag, Rob. Talk me through your sleeping patterns when you arrive in the sunshine
state. You get on the plane at about daytime, and it's not a bad daytime flight if the kids got iPads. Just give them iPads. I was getting well snappy with Lou, right? We landed at Orlando Airport, right? And you land at about 3, 4 o'clock, but you think it's like 9, 10 o'clock. It's 5 hour difference, right? So you think it's about 10 p.m. So when you first land, you don't mind. Everyone's a bit G'd up. And then we're waiting for the luggage, and Lou went, I'm trying to get the luggage. I'm already carrying the kids' little bags. I've got my own massive nerd backpack that's got everyone else's stuff in. I'm being really weighed down it.
Oh, how's the nerd?
The nerd backpack I wore every day, and it was absolutely first class. Couldn't have recommended it any higher. It is essential.
Do you know what, Rob?
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you totally surrender kind of the looks of an object and make it completely functional, it is better.
Oh, mate.
So it is a better object.
My bag was too heavy to hold in one hand, like pick off the ground. And loads of people go, Steve, my mate Stevie went, he's a proper Southeast London geezer, literally went out, all he had was his phone and notes. No wallet, no bag, just old school. It's like a dad from the 70s, just a wad of notes, just his phone, right? Never took a bag. But they did have the buggy, so they did use the undercarriage of the buggy. I do find it quite annoying with people with buggies being a bit snobby towards people with backpacks. You go, yeah, that's fine. You don't realise how much you're putting underneath that buggy. You're going to need a bag one day.
That's the best thing about having a buggy.
Exactly.
The undercarriage.
So there's the undercarriage there. The backpack, though, when you're all strapped up properly, you can carry loads. It's great.
Oh, I bet it's sweaty under that backpack, Rob.
My back was a war zone. The first day, it was so hot and sweaty that I had a rash over my entire face. That got to a point that was so bad I thought I might have to go and see a doctor. But it just sort of calmed down a bit after a couple of days because of the heat.
A Disney doctor?
No, I didn't see the doctor, but I felt I might need to find... Doc McStuffins was knocking about Hollywood Studios. I thought I might check in with her. we're at the wet luggage, pick up the luggage bit. And Lou goes to me, our bags are the one with the Mickey Mouse luggage tag on it. I went, oh yeah, that'll fucking help, won't it? Orlando. Every other fucker is. Every bag's got a Mickey Mouse on it or a Disney. That has not helped at all. But I apologise because you do just get very snappy of each other. And Lou is very bad at jet lag. Like, she cannot deal with it.
Oh, okay.
When we came home, she was being really snappy to me. And I went, oh, I forgot. We was in the passport queue when we landed. I went, oh, sorry, I forgot I get a new wife when we come back from America. Like that. A bit of fun. And then people in the queue heard and laughed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Lou did
not
like that. And Lou turned to me and she looked at me dead in the eyes. She went, I am not jet lagged. I do not get jet lag. Like that. And then she turned around to the passport control bloke and he went, where have you come from today? And she went to him, I don't know. It was, she was so stressed.
Which way is the jet lag worse?
It's worse on the way back, I think, because what happens is you're really tired and then you are knackered all day and then you get this weird surge of energy at around 9, 10 o'clock because you think it's like 5 o'clock in the evening. So that's, I think it's worse on the way back. What I'd say, jet lag, going out there, you just need to try and keep them up as late as possible and then take advantage of it because you're going to wake up about 5 in the morning. right? Yeah. So don't stress yourself. Just get up, get ready. And then the parks in the peak season sometimes open like really early. Because we stayed at Disney Hotel, we had like early access to a park.
What time are you in the park, Rob?
Well, yeah, some of the parks are opening like 7 in the morning, which seems mad. But if you're already up at 5, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So what I'd do is I'd book some park days to go in early, so when you first arrive, like the next day, because you can be there in like 7 in the morning, you're up dressed, everyone's ready, you've eaten breakfast and you're in the park and the rides are really quiet and it's not so hot. So even if you get knackered by the afternoon, what we were doing is going in the parks early, doing loads and then coming back at about 3 o'clock and having a family nap for a couple of hours and going out in the evening.
Lovely, a siesta.
A siesta. That's the way to do it.
I've got to ask, how much park are you doing, Rob? Are you doing every day in the...
No, you can't do it. You can't do every day, mate.
2 weeks is a long time to be at Disney, isn't it?
Not really, because like we did one park day, then we did 3 park days on the spin. We went in so we did about 5 or 6 park days
right
in 14 days.
Oh, okay. And then what are you doing on the other days?
Just recovering, like we've run a marathon. I had blisters on my feet.
Oh my God.
One day I walked 23,000 steps.
Rob!
I know.
It feels like you've done a charity walk.
Yeah, no, it's basically what it is.
Is this fun? Is this fun? Between me and you, Rob.
Yeah.
Was there points when you thought, I could be on a sun lounger?
Yeah, but there was the next day.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you're... So you do your park, and then the next day, it is literally, we do nothing now. And because you did so much the day before, you can really literally just do nothing and not feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 2 weeks by a pool's boring, isn't it?
I haven't experienced that in 5 years. So 2 weeks by the pool is all I'm dreaming of at the moment. Do you know what I mean? In my life. I imagine
right,
it would
fair
get...
Enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the moment... Yeah, but that's because you've got a baby, but you can't do nothing. You're better off going to someone like Disney with a little baby that just goes in the buggy to push around.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your boy's going to start walking soon, and that's a nightmare by a pool.
Oh, mate. He's moments away from it. We'll come to that. We'll come to that. But so you're at Disney. Talk me through it.
So we're at Disney. Let me try and work out. So food's a bit of a nightmare. It's basically chicken tenders, pizza, or Caesar salad.
Oh,
I think you might have to go. I don't think you'd survive it. I don't think your tummy would take it. You'd have to have a cheese pizza every day.
Fucking hell.
And that's not me joking.
No, I know it's not.
That's actually what you'd have.
Can you have a veggie version of the Caesar salad? Would they do it with halloumi?
No, absolutely not. They'll take the chicken out.
But
I don't know what's in that sauce.
No, fucking hell. So is it all that food? That is the options.
In the park, but then it's pretty much.
So what were you eating? The chicken?
Oh, so what I'd
the healthy option of the Caesar salad.
I was eating chicken tenders basically exclusively with Caesar salad until my stomach started hurting and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna have to give it something else. So then I started eating a pizza, but I'm wheat intolerant, so then I just had the worst stomach ever for about a week.
Oh my God.
And then my daughter, she doesn't eat the cheese off a pizza, so I was literally just picking the cheese off a pizza. So one day I just ate the top of pizza.
Oh my word, Rob. And is this combined with like huge sodas?
Yeah, so that's quite good. You can buy like a Disney like cup that you can basically fill up as many times as you want over like a 2 week period for like $20 in all those different. So when you go to like, but what's weird is it's so massive, Josh. It's like it's as big as a city. So like we were at a Disney hotel, but that was still like a 10-15 minute bus ride to a park.
So Glastonbury is quite a good kind of comparison.
Oh yeah,
because I've never experienced anything like this.
Yeah, neither have I. It's so massive, but there's 3 buses that go around, and then there's like Skyliner sort of like cable cars.
Yeah,
there's a monorail. Yeah. There's boats. It's quite an assault on the senses.
Jeez.
To be honest, it's like
was it more impressive than you thought?
Oh yeah,
in that sense,
it really is. You know, it's like. And we went to a lot of parks, and so when we did the parks, we paid extra for these Genie Plus things, which means in the morning from 7, you can pick a ride, which gives you Lightning Lane, which is basically a fast pass. So you don't have to queue up because the queues are long.
I like the way you've used the words Genie Plus and Lightning Lane, because you're so familiar with Disney now. You're using them like their normal terminology. We got Genie Plus, which gives us a Lightning Lane, which is obviously very beneficial.
Because there is a lot of waiting in the queues, I'd take maybe an iPad or a game to play in the queues. But what we did was we went in early and then we just basically did stuff that was on the Lightning Lane thing and then jumped around doing that. And then every once, so basically you book it, a book a time, and it says, okay, nine o'clock, you can go on Aladdin Magic Carpet on Lightning Lane. This is extra, it's about £6 or £7 extra, I think, per person, or maybe $10 per person. And then once you've gone on that ride, you're allowed to book another one in like an hour or so's time, and it's all on the app. And that's quite helpful because you can sort of plan your day and get around. The big, really, like, the queues for, like, the big rides everyone wants to go on are massive. Like, we went up to Universal and, like, we couldn't get on loads of rides.
What length of time are you looking at?
Oh, sometimes two hours. I didn't see anything longer than 2 hours.
Oh, my God. 2 hours. And did you do any of the two-hour ones?
No, we sort of tapped out of those. So what we did loads of Lightning Lane things, and then there was a lot of ones we didn't go on. But what you can do is, if you really like it, you can do the single rider lane. So if you're going with young kids, what I'd do is, at lunch, go and have lunch, sit down and have your tenders or pizza, which either or, and then one of the parents run off, or you do single rider because you get right to the front, and then come back, watch the kids, and the other one runs off, do single rider, because there's lots of rides the kids won't go on. Do you know what I mean? So that's quite good.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a bit of queuing, but if you plan it right, you can get on stuff. And if you get in there early, that's why it's good to make good advantage of the jet lag.
This is, it is like, it's like a military operation, Rob.
What's quite difficult is, though, the food, because of the kids. My kids just like plain pasta, as we've discussed, but they will put butter on anything. They'll put butter on your seat before you sit down. They love butter. So, like, the plain pasta had, like, butter on it and, like, cheese sauce out, or, like, ranch dressing. And in the morning for breakfast, there's obviously bacon, and my daughter loves bacon, and she got so excited, there's loads of bacon. She ate loads of bacon, and then I think just because she'd ate too much bacon, drunk too much water, and was a bit jet lagged, she was sick in the toilet, right?
Oh my God.
And then now I refuse to eat bacon because I think it tasted of bacon.
Oh God, yeah, the classic. I had that with sugar puffs when I was a kid. I haven't touched them since. Yeah, I was on holiday and we were in a tent, and I'd had sugar puffs before bed.
Yeah.
Odd decision. And it was, you know those tents where there's like there's two compartments and then a foyer in the tent, and so I was in one of the compartments and I thought, I'm going to be sick here in the middle of the night. And my brother was there and he was like, don't be sick in the tent. And the sugar puffs came up into my mouth and I had to hold it in my mouth while I unzipped that compartment, went through the main section, unzipped the front of the tent, and was sick out the front.
Oh.
And my brother said it's the most heroic thing he's ever seen in his life.
Good, well done, good for you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
That's good. Yeah, you've done well.
I haven't touched sugar puffs since.
Well, that's the thing.
I can't even look the honey monster in the eye, mate.
In defence of the food, you mean, I did, you know, like, as well as, like, there'd been a lot of fried food and butter and stuff, I was also having, like, cinnamon rolls for breakfast, ice creams all the time, so I wasn't really helping the situation, but I had so much sugar, like, and all that wheat I was having, like, my blow-offs were so bad, Josh. I did a blow-off, and my daughter was nearly sick. She went, and I've never had, they weren't, like, for attention. She genuinely, she went, oh, my God, what's happened?
Oh, my God.
When was that there? My daughter's tooth came out.
Oh, no.
Forgot the tooth fairy again.
Oh, no.
Tooth fairy forgot to turn up. I imagine it's because we were abroad and she didn't know where we were, and she was quite jet-lagged and didn't have any cash. So we forgot again, but then she got double the next night.
Yeah. She's got a lot of issues with the tooth fairy, I imagine, because the tooth fairy's been pretty unreliable for her whole life so far. Not as a bigger player as Santa or the Easter Bunny in her views, presumably.
Yeah,
now
I think she's got quite low respect for the Tooth Fairy, almost like, you know, Southern Rail, the passengers of Southern Rail,
exactly,
they know, they just accept that it's just a poor service.
And then she's going into school and she's making a lot of jokes about the Tooth Fairy and all her friends are going, what are you talking about?
Yes.
I find the Tooth Fairy to be very reliable.
Exactly. So, but then that's just everyone's different experiences of the Tooth Fairy, isn't it? But the thing is, you can tell kids a lot of lies. That's what I'd say, is lie to them a lot at Disney. Because if there's a big queue to go and meet someone, you're like, oh, yeah, no, they're not there because they're tired. They're having a nap now. But make the most of that while they're young.
Give me some more headlines, Rob.
I tell you what, April, start shagging again. I remember to remind the audience.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're not allowed to shag in March because you have a December baby. April, you can start shagging again. I'd wait for May just so you get a Feb baby. January's still bad. But
what's this got
shagging
to do with Disneyland, Rob?
No, that's just in my notes. I just remembered that.
Oh, okay, right, cool, fine.
Here we go. T-Rex restaurant at Disney Springs. Okay, this restaurant had absolutely no reason to be selling good food, but it does. So the T-Rex restaurant at Disney Springs, it's mad. It's a bit like the Rainforest Cafe.
What am I getting for my veggie options?
Burger and chips, mate. Take the patty out.
It's not the place for a vegetarian, is it?
No, I was actually thinking about you and Romesh when I was there. I was like, oh, well, I don't know what they'd do. Because, like, you could have a cheese pizza. Romesh wouldn't be able to. It just about chips. But then they do, like, loaded chips with, like, chili con carne on it. So that was good, actually. That was actually really nice food at the T-Rex place. I tell you one thing you should avoid. This is at Universal, went on a Spider-Man ride. And it absolutely scared the shit out of my kids.
Did it?
It was horrific. It was like a simulator. My kids don't like simulators. They like the roller coasters. So we went to Universal. Universal was brilliant for older people, but Disney, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and the Magical Kingdom was so much better for young kids. They've got like a Toy Story Land, which is amazing. The Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios, basically, it's all big, so you go down to toy size.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
So everything's massive. That's the Slinky ride's amazing. They've got, it's a bit of a, that's a really big queue. I'd say if you want to go on the Slinky ride, just get there, go there first, and then you can do the other ones after. That was amazing. If you're into Star Wars, mate, it's an absolute jizz your pants fest.
No,
the Star
I'm
Wars.
Not,
stuff.
I'm not into Star Wars because I'm not a dweeb. No.
Okay. Well, if you are, it's the place to be. So Hollywood Studios was good. There's a new Mickey and Minnie ride there that was good. I'm trying to think of other things that were good. The parades. They love the parades. The kids.
Oh, yeah, tell me about these parades, then. How do they work? So they're just, like, timed, and they just kind of go down the middle of the...
Yeah, so it's, like, 3 o'clock, I think, at the Magical Kingdom, and they just sort of go down the sort of middle of the main street, or whatever it's called. And, the kids just love it. They get to... Because you queue up to see a lot of the characters, but then you see them all on the parade. Because I think it's sort of... Because we couldn't go and meet characters and, like, hug them and stuff like that. But I was like, oh, is this going to be awkward? Are we going to, like, kill the kids' dreams? But actually, they did it really well. So it was, like, it was in places where, like, the Donald Duck was there, but he was on, like, this sort of balcony of a hotel waving. And it felt like, oh, look, Donald's come out to wave, rather than...
What, like the royal family?
Yeah, but rather than him being behind, like, a fence and a cage, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so
course.
They did it really well, because I was a bit worried about that, but it was... Yeah. They did that really well. The heat is so hot. I'd recommend clothing wise completely naked and factor 50. there's no item of clothing that will stop you sweating.
Imagine being in the Donald Duck outfit.
Whoa, what do you mean outfit? Do you mean Donald Duck's blue top?
Yeah, I mean his blue top. Yeah, his blue top and his little blue hat. That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I just got a bit confused. I didn't really know what you were saying.
No, of course. Yeah.
The beer's not very good in America, I'd say that.
I can't imagine a worse thing than going around the Disneyland on a hangover.
No, I didn't really drink. You can't do that. You can't do that. I mean, it's too much, really. But then you don't want to. You're having so much fun. What I'd say, though, is, like... You've got to rest after a big day because so much high. It's like, that's the weird thing. You go from like being so exhausted and real lows to all of a sudden, like, we were just knackered. I was like, should we just go back? Should we just go back and have a nap and then go to the pool and all that? And there's so many other things to go and see, because even though the rides take ages, there is still loads of other stuff going on that you could do. And then, I don't know, you turn a corner and there's like a big fan that's spraying water. And the kids run in it and get wet, and you stand underneath it. And I was like, this is one of the happiest I've ever been.
It seems like you've had... It's a very emotional journey, Rob.
There's so many highs and lows. But, like, what I'd say is I've never seen the kids sort of happy in this way, where, like, you go to the pool and they enjoy themselves on a holiday, and that was great. They are so pumped for rides, and they're like, oh... And then you turn a corner, and there's, like... You know, like you see like Buzz Lightyear on a parade or something, or there's like a big thing from a film they love. We just turned a corner, right, honestly, and we was on our way out, and there was hardly any queue, and they met Pluto, Doc McStuffins, Vampirina, and Fancy Nancy within about 6 minutes, and their heads nearly exploded with excitement. Wow. Of just like, oh my, because they look, they're like a bit of Disney Junior. That's good. The Disney Junior show at Hollywood Studios is really good because it's sort of a little bit of a disco, and they get loads of people in there, and it's air conditioned and it's cool, and they bring out loads of people.
Oh, here we go. Now we're cutting to the reason you liked it.
What I would say is plan a lot around middle of the day. You want to be in somewhere air conditioned. The Frozen show's brilliant. It's about half an hour long, and it's a sing along. They come out and sing that, and it's really funny. Disney as well. The Muppets at Hollywood Studios, that's good. That's air conditioned. And some places look like they've got a massive queue, but they can get in about 500 people. The Muppet Show is in like a proper purpose-built theatre, and it's like a 3D show. That's air conditioned. But the key thing is the mindset. None of these tips will matter unless you're chilled in the head.
Unless you're chilled in the head.
You've got to get your head right before you go in.
Did you see people losing their shit?
Oh, yeah. There was this little funfair game as you walk around the park. This was like on the boardwalk, which is sort of near one of the hotels. And it was like shoot a target of a water pistol and whoever wins gets a toy. And they're so I'm there with my mate Steve and he's got his kid and I've got my two kids and it's about $5. I'm like, I don't need to be paying for this. But they really want to do it. And then so like the lady went, and normally everyone can sort of play all at once or something. She went, look, if you all play together as one, you'll definitely win a prize. So like if you do win the prize, you can get like the big teddy or you can get like five little teddies. I was like, perfect. Because one of us will win, then we will walk away with a teddy. Because that's the problem. If you don't walk away with a teddy, as we've heard with the basketball game, it's a nightmare. So we're doing it, and then obviously we win. But then someone else, this other lady went, can't my daughter play? And then the lady in charge of it went, oh no, I'm just doing these first. She went, well, that's ridiculous. And I was like, so you're not letting my daughter play with you? And I just said to her, I was like, I'm really sorry, but I've got no idea what's going on here. I've just come over. I don't want to be here either, but I've come over here because the kids want to play this game. And the lady said, do you lot want to go together? Because there's five of us. There's only eight people can play. And then one of your party will win a prize. And she went, oh, this is ridiculous. What's going on here? And I was just like, she was so angry at me. And I was just like, I just don't, this is a bit like you at the gym. This isn't about the game, is it? You're hot and you're tired and you're jet lagged. She'll probably let you play after and you can win anyway. But it was just like a few people losing their head, but no different to anything else. But
so would you go back?
Yes, we want to go back. We're looking to go back, maybe in like a couple of years' time, but I keep feeling like, because it's expensive, but also you run the risk of when they get too old for it, you don't want to be going there and they're like teenagers going, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
so
of course.
When I go back, though, I think I would do a villa and a car because we were in the hotel and I love the hotel. It was great because you're close to everything, but you can't get about and go and do other things. Because it does get a bit Disney after a while, do you know what I mean?
It does sound like it might get a bit Disney. If you're not that into Disney, it's not the place, right?
Yeah, but I mean, Lou loves Disney. I love Disney. But it's like, you ring up for some towels and like, sorry, all our cast members are busy sprinkling pixie dust to make your stay better.
Oh,
I'm like, well, fuck the pixie dust. I want a towel. I don't want magic. I want to be dry.
And are you in like a Disney-themed room?
So no, we went to a place called the Yacht Club, which is sort of like themed of like New England, which is it's a bit boring, but then after 2 weeks, that's quite nice.
Yeah, it's
because
New
it's
England
a bit very clean and they're amazing. They had a big pool that was amazing. They had a little pool around the corner where some of them are like the Polynesian or like they're like madly themed.
Yeah,
so you can
get
the mad themed one, but I thought 2 weeks, but also 2 weeks in one room with two double beds in, it's intense. It gets so dirty so quick.
That is intense. That's why I was surprised when you said that April's the time to start shagging again. I was like, this seems like a very weird thing to pop into your head.
There was no chance of any shagging on that holiday. Just from energy levels, opportunity, the room.
Heat.
Heat. The room as well, because we basically, one of us slept with a kid each. So like, we just alternated with the kids. But people that sleep in beds with their kids, I don't know how you do that. That is, they just go sideways.
So how did it work?
They go sideways and start kicking. And I'm like elbowing them. And then in one of the nights, basically, they were so tired and jet-lagged and they drank so much water because they were hot. It was like 4 a.m. and then they pissed the bed. And I was like, what is this?
Oh, my God, Rob, this is what we're here for. Keep, give me this.
So
give
I just
me
lay
this.
In there and then I was just like, oh, that's a bit wet and a bit warm.
Oh, no.
And I just realised it's piss. And it's 4 a.m. And then I'll get her up and I'll take her pyjamas off, give her a wipe, put the new ones on. And then she stood up asleep like a fucking horse. And I'm trying to get all the bedding off. And then I just slept on like a... Because there's no other bedding, is there, in a hotel till the morning? And then I'm just like, oh, this is not how I dreamt it. But that's life, isn't it? It's the highs and the lows, Josh.
Exactly. It feels like... I mean, no pun intended. It is a roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
It feels like you've been through something that you'll never forget, Rob.
Well, I know. And that's the thing, though. But then those moments of, like, the girls seeing things and the parade. Like, that if you go to the parade, wear something from people in that parade. So my daughter had an Incredibles top on, and then like one of the Incredibles walk past, and they go up, they're pointing them thumbs up. It's done so well when they see like Mickey or something going past the face. It's just done so well that the kids,
they believe it's Mickey.
They're like, they're in a film. It's like, yeah, and like,
yeah,
everything's all the scenery and stuff like that. Like you say, when you're at Hollywood Studios, honestly, I'm not into Star Wars, but when you're walking through the Star Wars bit, it was so exciting. I was like, I'm in Star Wars here. This is actual Star Wars, like, and all the drinks are Star Wars themed, and the same as when you're in the Toy Story Land and all stuff like that. You properly feel, and like Epcot's fun as well. Epcot's quite good for a walk around. Epcot's like the older one, and it's got some really cool rides in it, but it's also like it has different worlds. So you go through like England and then Japan.
Talk to me about the depiction of England.
So the depiction of England is pretty good, right? It looks a lot like England, but everything's a little bit smaller. Got Mary Poppins there, and then they've got like. The food for England wasn't very... They did snake bite.
What?
A pint of snake bite. But then...
No.
We've not drunk snake bite for years.
Is that what we're known for?
We're known for snake bite in Epcot.
No.
But the snake bite's different. They've got lager and then they've got like blackcurrant flavoured cider rather than cider with a bit of cordial. Yeah. So it didn't really taste like snake bite. That's what I would say is halfway through the day, when you're feeling it, I would recommend a couple of cocktails or a couple of beers.
Would you? Wouldn't that just destroy you?
No. So you know what? Beers destroy you. Don't have the beer, but have a cocktail. It livens you up because they do like cold, like crushed cocktails. So it takes a long time to drink, but it does help the afternoon.
Yeah.
So like the beer as well. You've got the best pint. Do you know the best pint of beer I had out there? Pint of Duff.
What, from The Simpsons?
Yeah, I had a pint of Duff beer as best one.
What do you mean? That's a fictional beer, isn't it? Is there a Simpsons bit?
Well, in the show, it's called Duff Beer, right? Yeah. It was the best one we had because it was like a proper beer, like rather than like light, uber light beer. And I went to the barman, what's that beer? He went, it's Duff Beer. I went, yeah, but what is it? He went, Duff. I went, yeah, no, but it must be something. He went, ah, they've made it. It's Duff.
Oh, wow.
It's actually Duff Beer. I tried to buy a can, but I can't find it anywhere to buy.
No, of course not, because it's a fictional beer. Rob, was there a point when you went completely mad?
Yeah, but it's not now. It's not now. They've made it. Because they've also, in the Harry Potter land, they've made butter beer.
Oh, I don't know about Harry Potter.
I don't, but people are really excited about it.
And did you get on with the people you were holidaying with? Like, did you holiday in exactly the same way as them? Was there any issues surrounding that?
Do you know what? It was absolutely fine. There was no arguments whatsoever. We all got on really well. The jet lag at the beginning was difficult with the kids because they're sort of arguing a little bit, but that was just jet lag. It was more like, because it was three of them and then the baby, it was a bit like, I want to sit next, because it was one other boy. So I was like, I want to sit next to him. So it was a bit fighting over one of the, because my two were sort of fighting over being next to him, or they wanted to be next to the baby. So it was a bit of that at the start, but then that sort of calmed down. But no, that was good. But yeah, 2 weeks is a long time. But then what I'd say is if you've got a car, if you get a hire car, you can nip out to different places, because like when you're in Disney, you are properly in Disney, so everything's quite themed. Yeah. So it was all lovely, but sometimes like you want to go Target. Lou went to Target twice. Target's good fun.
What's Target?
It's like a massive shop that's got. I've got a really funny photo actually of me. We went to Target. It just does like food. I mean, it also does clothes and toys and stuff. We went there and bought like loads of bottled water for the room, some crisps, some snacks, stuff that they'd eat because they're not really, if they're not into chicken tenders or pizza, you're struggling with the kids. I genuinely cannot eat another chicken tender.
I've got to ask, what is a chicken tender?
It's like a long nugget.
Right, a long nugget.
It looks a bit like a KFC chicken strip.
Right, okay, yeah.
Let me try and send you this photo over.
And where in Florida is it? Like, you're in Orlando, right? So do you get to enjoy Orlando? Is Orlando good?
Yeah, so, like you say, that's the first time we've ever been, so we were like, right, and we hammered the parks, right? Absolutely nailed it. But when we went back, I don't think we'd go to the parks as much because we did quite a lot of the parks, but you can get down to, like, the Everglades and go and see, like, alligators and go on, like, the Everglades. You can go to outlets where you can get, like, loads of cheap designer clothes. Ralph Lauren, I bought loads of Ralph Lauren tracksuits because the Ralph Lauren tracksuits out there, are the same price in dollars as pounds, so that you're already getting a bit of an exchange rate. And then on top of that, quit this outlet, you get like 40% off.
You're wearing Ralph Lauren tracksuits?
Yeah.
Who are you?
That's who I am now.
Is this who you are now?
Well, I've always worn them, but they've never been real. They've always been fake ones. This is our haul that we got from Target, right? Look at this. I'll put it on Instagram, but I'll block the girls' faces out. Look at that, right? So I've got some like French stick, a buggy. So those buggies, at the Disney Resort of $40. If you go to Target, they're $20. Look what's in that bag. Look what magazine I bought.
A magazine about murderers?
Yep.
America's Most Terrifying Killers?
Yeah! But it looks so dodgy just sticking through that paper, that plastic bag, doesn't it?
Did you feel, I really want to eat a vegetable when you got home?
Oh, yes. I made a roast dinner as soon as I got back. Because they do salad, but they don't really do veg. And if they do veg, it's got cheese sauce on it normally.
Right, yeah. What is Orlando like as a city?
It's mental. It's busy. So I went to watch basketball when I was there.
Yeah.
You can do that. That's good. There's also Orlando Football Club. That's about half an hour from Disney. But then there's loads of like beautiful coast as well, if you want to. You can go and see NASA as well if you want a bit of a drive. Well, I tell you what is quite awkward about Disney is when you're famous in Britain but not famous in America, and you're in America near loads of British tourists.
Oh, yeah. How did that work out?
Well, you do a lot of photos of British tourists, which is absolutely fine. I would say my face from the beginning of the holiday to the end, a very different selfie. So I'd apologise to anyone that asked for a selfie on the last day when I was at the outlet in 35 degrees, because I wasn't angry with you, I was just angry at life.
Yeah.
What happens is you do the photo of the British person, and then you have about 15 Americans going, "Who are you?" And then you have to awkwardly try and explain who you are.
Oh, God.
Takes longer than the photo.
I was once in Barcelona and someone got a selfie with me. The waiter came over and asked who the other person was, because they presumed they must be the famous person and that I'd asked for the selfie.
What did you say? Did you just make up a name?
Yeah, I said that's the guitarist from Maximo Park. No, I don't know. I can't remember what I said. I just kind of bashfully explained he wasn't aware of Mock the Week, Rob. And quite frankly, that's a shame.
Oh, I'll tell you my lowest point, if you want. It was actually the day we was coming back. I don't know if I mentioned it. Well, the check-in was a nightmare. We spoke about BA. But basically, I have no check-in staff at Orlando Airport. So if you get there 4 hours before, you just have to queue up. But I would recommend that because it takes ages to get through. So anyway, we got there. It took ages. So we arrived 4 hours before the flight, okay?
Yeah.
And we stood up queuing. And that took about an hour. And then it took about an hour to get through security. I'm stood up. And then Lou and the kids went off and sat down. And then so I went and tried to get a Burger King and this hot dog, or a hot dog. There's this Nathan's hot dog, right? Yeah. Which I love. They're like really,
good to broaden your palate, isn't it? After.
Yeah, just different shape meat. Anyway, so I was queuing up at Burger King to try and get some nuggets for the kids. It took ages. And then I was trying to get his hot dog. So I ordered them both on my... You can do on an app ordering. So I ordered them both on the app. Now I'm waiting with two ticket numbers for these two food outlets. I waited for about an hour. It was so busy, right? And then I get back. I'd basically been stood up for 3.5 hours.
Oh,
since
God.
Arriving at the airport,
oh,
I'd been stood up with a backpack. 3.5 hours. That's the whole of Titanic. Seven episodes of EastEnders stood up. So, and I'm hot and I'm sweating. We're running out of time now. So I just get the food and I grab the drinks. They don't make the drinks, you grab them from the side. So I'll grab two bottles of water for me and Lou, and then two apple juices for the kids, right? And I storm back, right, and I'm sweating, and we find a seat. There's no seats left, so I'm sort of perched on this little edge of a table like that. Throw my bags down, give all the nuggets out, give Lou a chicken sandwich meal or whatever it is, and I sit down like that, give them the drinks. I haven't picked up apple juices, I've picked up tea, iced tea. It's the same colour, and there wasn't any other drinks that colour. And I do that anyway. I sit down, I give them all their nuggets, and I get my hot dog. I've been looking forward to this Nathan's hot dog because they're world famous. Nathan hot dog, they have them up in New York. I sit down, I go to bite it, and my daughter goes, "I don't want nuggets, I want hot dog." So she had my hot dog, and I sat there and I felt like shit.
Oh mate, you are the prison bitch.
Prison bitch from start to finish. So if you're going to Disney, you will be a prison bitch at Disney, but the kids will love it. So I would heartily recommend it.
I'm gonna say it now, I don't think I'm psychologically strong enough.
I don't think you are either.
No. And what's good is I know Rose will listen to this podcast, this episode, and she will say to me, "We are never going to Disneyland. It would end our relationship."
I think you'll be fine. At the moment in time, don't go. I'd say when your kids are 5 and 7, you go. You'll be recharged. There's loads for them to do. They'll absolutely love it. I would say as well, though, take a double buggy. If you can get a cheap double buggy in this country and chuck it in, like the undercarriage of the plane, do it, because it's expensive to hire double buggies there, and you will get nothing done if you expect a 6-year-old to walk, because they won't. Even if your kid's 10 and 12, stick them in a buggy. There's no shame there.
Rob, have you heard of Thorpe Park? It's just down the road.
Honestly, I've never seen joy in my kids' eyes like I did at Disney. It's just different level, and it's hard to explain. What I would say is, whatever you plan to spend, quadruple it. It is not cheap. Honestly, I've never done it. It was like Brewster's Millions. I couldn't believe the way it was going from me. I've never spent so much in such a short amount of time.
Your mate who brought it in cash, that's even worse, isn't it?
Lou puts it on the card and I was dealing with the cash we had because they like a lot of cash in America. But what I'd say was, when you get cash from the exchange, if you get quite a lot of it done, it's always fresh notes. So they're really thin, their notes. They're way thinner than British notes. So be careful, because a couple of times I gave someone like a 20, but I actually gave them 40 because they were stuck together.
What
so
life.
You've got to be careful. Anyway, right. That's Disney. Done. If you have any other questions...
I feel exhausted having discussed it with you.
I don't feel like I've done very well explaining that, because it was so much went on.
It was all over the shop, and that's exactly what it was like. And it was highs and it was lows. If anything, you've captured it perfectly, Rob. It's a perfect snapshot of the holiday from both heaven and hell at the same time.
Oh, if you go to Universal, when you come out of Universal, make sure you've pre-booked somewhere for dinner after, because it is literally like the end of... take that concert at Wembley. It is so busy. Oh, but there's gosh. So much... If you have... We'll maybe do a little feature. If you have any questions about going and you want advice, email them in and I'll do it like that, because I feel like I've just sort of purged at you. But hopefully that was quite a good update. But any other questions, send them in and we can help.
There we go. Rob, you've done a service for the nation. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I genuinely feel a bit drained.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I come home.
When you got home to the UK, did you feel refreshed?
Absolutely not. I'd felt like I'd been on a journey. I felt like I'd won Big Brother. I'd won the jungle. Main tips, I would go straight to one of the Disney like hotels and stay on Disney for about 3 or 4 days. It's pricey, but you'll love it and it'll feel like the most Disney thing ever. Hammer the parks as fast as you can. I'd even suggest 3 days on the spin and then just absolutely hammer it, and then maybe rent a villa somewhere with a car and explore. And you can still go back to the parks, you just have to drive and park there, but you can have a rest as well then, and then you feel like you've done it.
Have you heard of Pembrokeshire in Southwest Wales, Rob?
No, what happened? Is that Cheddar Gorge?
No, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, so that was Disney, Josh.
What a place.
I'm fucking knackered talking about it.
Well, I look forward to your feedback on those tips. Now, if you want to email Rob his question, Rob questions about Disneyland, for instance, when will you be honest about how much you enjoyed it? Because there's people at home, Rob, who think he's putting on a brave face here.
No, it's hard, but it's I've got some of the best memories ever.
Hard but rewarding. It's parenthood in a nutshell.
Yeah, and what Lou did, which was good, she took loads of photos, but then sent them all off to be printed, got them delivered to the house, and she's made a little Florida-like memory book, and the kids love it. Honestly, the kids loved it more than anything, so it is worth it. But what I'd recommend is go hard and then draw a line under it. Don't go there half-hearted, because you'll get stressed. Just go there knowing it's going to be expensive, but you're going to do it once and you do it properly. That's my advice.
There we go. We'll see you on Tuesday when we'll be back to domestic matters.
Yes, back to normality. And I want to hear about what happened to you over Easter and your week, Josh. It's been too much Beckett.
It's a bit more mundane.
It's fun, isn't it? It's a good balance.
Yeah, it's anecdotes about like Easter egg hunts and stuff.
Love it. Easter's going to seem so far away.